Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. Who's gonna be on the map?
Greece is solving debt crisis, brought the government to the brink of collapse. As public fury over savage austerity measures erupted in pitch battles with police on the streets about
it. There's much to blame for this crisis. Deregulation, speculation, the mortgage scams. It started in the late 90s when European nations said, let's get together. Big deal countries, big deal currency, the Netherlands, France, and Germany. Didn't want everybody in that club. Greece only got it because of a government's flood. But when he used that yacht, well, it's just one catch. But things get rough, begin to value cash. Evaluation helps when recession's a bust. It's easy if I'm born as a buyer good. When markets crash in the Eurozone, speculators say Greece can't pay the loan. Since they use the euro, they can't afford this mess by printing more money to refinance it.
Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain.
Who's gonna bail them out?
Don't take that money, let's just save that money.
Who's to say it won't happen again?
The Greece will not be able to meet the terms of last year's rescue, and there's hope to ask the Eurozone for more funds.
In the 90s, low interest and inflation made them look so strong. Underneath the growth and the ease to spend, it was the fact that it was backed by foreign funds. Three nations have been given bailout checks, Greece, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain. Money never cuts without strings attached, austerity measures designed to save cash. Greece spent too much, couldn't raise enough tax, cut payments to debt with the Goldman Sachs. Austerity measures were very stern, strikes to new rise, cause the next is a job. Unemployment for some is over 20%. What's a billion-dollar bill when you can't pay your rent?
Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain.
Who's gonna bail them out?
Don't take that money, let's just save that money.
Welcome to Kaput Radio, providing the fragments of a diminishing human narrative. Applying the tools of five dimensions, three of space, plus time, and trans-time, thereby giving the word infinity a new revived meaning. Certainly kicking Einstein's balls with neutrinos, and giving thousands of physicists and mathematicians prolonged headaches.
I know you think it can't happen to you. Good God, have you heard the news? Sovereign debt crisis is so sad but true. Please tell me that we'll make it through. I know you think it can't happen to you. Greed your cause, you're a spank to bust. Superpower dreams all turn to dust. Please tell me that we'll make it through. I know you think it can't happen to you. Good God, have you heard the news? Sovereign debt crisis is so sad but true. Please tell me that we'll make it through. I know you think it can't happen to you.
And then the Greek debt crisis has everyone on edge. And traders, they're not as worried about a Greek default.
Today, the Greek government has been in long negotiations with EU and IMF officials. This in a country where many people are already hurting from previous rounds of cuts.
Rescue funds. Otherwise, it's going to run out of money within weeks.
Recently announced taxes have not impressed the International Monetary Fund. They want Greece to focus on spending cuts.
This is the moment to make historical decisions. It's the moment to take action.
A bailout loan.
It's another case of the jitters for investors.
Ball is in the Greek court, and implementation is of the essence. Thank you.
Debt-laden
financial crisis.
The IMF responded with a pledge to do its part to avert a meltdown.
They will do what it takes.
Economic weakness and economic crisis. The gravity of the global financial storm.
We will do what it takes.
With this G20 meeting etched on the faces of many of the finance ministers.
If they don't stick to their programs, then there will be no basis for further payments.
That's got investors worried about the country defaulting. Here's a glimpse at the closing numbers. Don't look too long, because it'll hurt.
Global responses.
A secret plan to build a financial firewall.
Standard & Poor's has lowered the country's credit rating by one notch to A. It's just five steps above junk status.
Even the police, battling protesters for months, have seen their salaries cut by between €200 and €600 a month.
Due to the cuts, nearly
50% of all Greek police vehicles and bikes can't be used.
Stagnation in the advanced economies.
No, there is no easy way out.
You have no alternative. You can't unscramble the omelette.
Up to the communication skills of the political players to explain to the public why these things are necessary.
For me, their policies are wrong. They could lead to the destruction of the country.
More cuts are on the way.
All right, more cocaine.
More cuts are on the way.
All right, more cocaine. All right, more cocaine.
More cuts are on the way.
All right, more cocaine.
Up to the communication skills of the political players to explain to the public why these things are necessary.
We are raising our voices to say that leaders in Europe do need to resolve the sovereign debt questions.
Banker Kwaku Adebole made the news this week when it was revealed that he was a rogue trader who lost his bank, UBS, £1.3 billion. I actually bumped into Adebole yesterday. I think he's a bit short of cash because he said I could have his diary and all I had to give him in return was a cake with a file inside it. I mean, each to their own, I suppose.
The Diary of Rogue Trader Kwaku Adebole. Monday.
Back to work after a tough weekend taking risks. God, I love risk. I sometimes tell people that risk is my middle name, even though it isn't. Of course, there is a chance they could look it up and find out that I'm lying, but that's a risk I'm willing to take, because risk is my middle name.
Tuesday.
Great day. Had enough of parking my car at the car park, so I parked it dangling off a cliff. Bought a house in a floodplain, stored some weed killer in a lemonade bottle, and Ken over the road wanted to borrow some scissors, so I ran over to give him them. Couldn't think what happened to dinner, but luckily I found some old prawns at the bottom of the fridge, then I had a bag of bloody revels.
Wednesday.
Made a salad. Did I wash the tomatoes before putting them in? Did I gravy? All prawns for tea.
Thursday.
Played the board game Risk with Mum, but using an old grenade instead of a dice. The last of the prawns for tea.
Friday.
This whole risk thing seems to have caught up with me. Police turned up at work this morning. This is like the equivalent of getting an orange revel. But when the orange revel is a long prison sentence. I wish I'd never bought that He Who Dares Wins keyring. Prawns have also caught up with me.
Did you hear this new physics experiment of sending neutrinos from one collider to another 700 kilometers through the rock and mantle of the Earth? And it turned out that those neutrinos arrived there before the light arrived. That means they are faster than light speed.
Wow, that's new.
It's a shake-up, man.
It's physics, mate. Well, you know. What can I say?
But, you know, don't just see the lateral connection there. This means that we can seriously start talking about time travel now.
How do you relate that?
I've got a wonderful business proposition. I mean, yes. If we use this effect of the neutrino being there before actually everything else, we could travel forward just 20 meters ahead of the reality, sort out quickly the stops, do the deals, and then phase back into the reality as is.
On paper, that sounds reasonable. But you're suggesting that maybe you should be projected at neutron speed. And is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's called the new futures.
The new futures, is it? Uh-huh.
Comes with the motto, yesterday will come.
Yeah.
Son negocios, carnal. No es nada personal. Sorry.
You wanna buy some, I sell some, of course, kid. It's simple market forces, raw shit is X-y. What you expected? If not, you'll get the rough texture. Extra, extra, read all about it over breakfast. If you can stomach it, the plunderers will have their fill. Seems the CIA is still trying to kill me. The middleman is still gonna get me. Even if the senator's daughter's discreet. Frontier hotheads dying for dead prez. Where gold is worth less than lead. Question is, who's the real pusher man? I'm just one man trying to feed his clan. But beyond El Rio Grande, de otra cosa. Got me pegged as if I was the boss, but I'm not. Profits always gonna rise to the top, so nos matamos. That's how they want it, that's how they planned it. It's simplemente oferta y demanda. All the while the gang takes your sister. Business as usual while you miss her. Thought I told ya, the game gets colder. Problems with this Jordan, here's a pistola.
Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Tómalo, tómalo, tómalo.
Half cut with a fresh lit cigarette greets me and asks what I'm doing there. When he says doing there, what he means doing here. Tell him that I'm flew in here. Tell him I cannot believe the ruin here. Yep, my guys on with live rounds. Security guy grind on the perimeter line. Per capita, the capital of violent crime. But I get paid on time. See, I got a few shops making a killing in the region. In this city, I'm a big man. Back home, no one asks where you been, man. I'm a king, man. 150 grand, man. Milk costs 12 bucks if you want it enough, and I sell it. Imported international pallets. Have power, I don't need a balance. Need a bodyguard and a fat bank balance.
Well, Italy has had their credit rating downgrade by Standard & Poor's, and Silvio Berlusconi is quite unhappy about it. I'm surprised, really, he's got time to be unhappy about it. I mean, I've always been impressed with the fact that he's been able to do to the Italian economy what he's done to those girls at the Bunga Bunga parties. I'm just impressed with Silvio Berlusconi. He runs Italy, he runs Italian television, and he manages the sex parties. I mean, a man who can multitask, you know, what's to dislike?
I find it all really complicated. I hate all this financial thing. Apparently we're going to experience a double dip recession. What is that, where the orange sherbet isn't as good as the lemon? I don't know. Do you know that the European country that has had the healthiest growth is Belgium, which hasn't had a government for a year? Mm. I'm just saying, you know.
Standard & Poor's,
yeah,
they gave a clean bill of health to the Lehman Brothers. So really they should be substandard and very poor, shouldn't they?
It's a terrible name for it. Do you think it was a Mr.
Poor? Double act in the 70s, Tommy Standard and Bobby Poor.
Standard & Poor's said that one of the reasons they were downgrading Italy was because of a lack of financial competence in government. But he's got a team of pretty high-powered financial advisors, pretty astute. Because, I mean, nobody, let's face it, nobody is going to have a more realistic view of how the market works than prostitutes and blackmailers.
Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. No es nada raro.
It's illegal, they say to me. How am I supposed to feed my family? The price offered is so attractive. How am I supposed to feed me? Es ilegal, así me dicen. Peligroso pa' mi familia. Es ilegal, así me dicen. Pero mucho más feria pa' mí.
Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. Dicen que la culpa es nuestra, vendo al gringo pa' su fiesta. Son las fuerzas de mercado que nos enseñaron que aplicamos. No es nada raro.
It's like this in the United States, the 1930s. The president at that time, Roosevelt, in the middle of the collapse, basically decided to do what Argentina is doing. He hired 11 million people between 1934 and 1941. He created the Social Security system, a massive welfare program, unemployment insurance, and so on. And between 1933 and 1937, the American economy had a comeback, not all the way, but a real improvement. And one thing to be said for bottom-up, trickle-up economics is that it helps millions of people weather the economic crisis.
So why do you think it's so difficult then to challenge the received wisdom? Is it ideological?
I think it's mainly ideological. I think we've become used, at least here in the United States, to a kind of right-wing politics that has become the norm, in which you help big business, you help the banks, you help the folks at the top. Any attempt to tax them, which is what Roosevelt did, to create bottom-up economics, is resisted with a kind of religious fervor that many of us are beginning to think is going to produce another Great Depression, because there is no political will to try an alternative program like Argentina's now that our trickle-down has clearly failed.
I will not support any plan that puts all the burden for closing our deficit on ordinary America. This is not class warfare. It's math.
Organizers of the Occupy Wall Street protest are angry at government bank bailouts. Scuffles in New York between the police and demonstrators calling themselves Occupy Wall Street appeared on YouTube as activists tweeted that dozens of people had been arrested. The group is using social media to call for peaceful protests against what they describe as corporate greed in America.
I've been here on and off since Saturday, and I'm going to be here as long as it takes.
Occupy Wall Street organizers say they intend to continue their so-called occupation for change indefinitely.
Personal highlight, because he tried to frighten us.
Yeah, he was scary.
He did the political equivalent of holding a torch under your chin. and he said that this was the economic equivalent of wartime, which I presume is just bluster. If it's not bluster, then they should stop fanning around with, you know, quantitative easing and stuff and bring in radical wartime economic measures, shouldn't they?
What, like dried egg?
Like dried egg, rationing, turning off the streetlights, shooting deserters, or tax exiles, as they like to be called. If it's genuinely that bad, that's the sort of stuff we should have.
I'm willing to give my pants for parachutes.
People need weapons, and we've not forgotten them. From Libya to Egypt, from Bahrain to Tottenham. We ship guns and missiles all over the place. Rockets and rifles, bayonets just in case. Tanks and bombs to blow stuff to smithereens. Helicopter gunboats when you send in to Marines. Long range, free range, I could go on all day. Organic and local for wars far away. Let guns be fired and let grenades be hurled. Britain, putting our arms around the world.
This week, George Osborne announced reforms in our banking system that would overhaul our entire financial sector.
Thanks, Justin. I'm here with the head of policy implementation at the Bank of England, Dame Marjorie Eyre.
It's your privilege.
Dame Marjorie, you've said that this is a far-reaching package made up of a series of moderate elements, which means better capitalised, less leveraged banking, more focused on the needs of savers and borrowers in the domestic economy.
Yes, that's right.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's all quite simple, my dear, much like you must be. It's just a case of ring-fencing a number of assets, including separating domestic high street services from the investment arms, creating their own separate legal boards.
That sounds like gibberish to me.
Of course it does, dear. This is banking. If we don't overcomplicate it, everyone will realise we don't actually know what we're doing.
Well, could you maybe just as a favour to me?
Right. Listen carefully. You know the counter in the bank?
Yes.
You know the bureau de change window?
Yes.
We're moving that to the middle.
Stocks go down each and every day. Home foreclosures, they're here to stay. If the fundamentals are all so strong, have we ever get this way? Lehman, Merrill, and AIG make Enron and WorldCom seem tiny. And the Fed's gonna bail them out, but who's gonna rescue you and me? Economy, economy. Well, my wallet is shrinking. It's got me to thinking. If it gets any worse, I might just start drinking again. But I can't afford that either.
Politicians try to fool us all. They talk so big, but the meaning's so small. Their plan is to see what sticks when they throw it against the wall. Economy, economy. Well, my wallet is shrinking. It's got me to thinking. If it gets any worse, I might just start drinking again.
This week, I like to focus on the blame list. The blame for not doing the right financial or economic or budgetary decision, or not having done them in time. So, the media blame almost everyone, including their audiences, but excluding their sponsors, of course. The banks blame the politicians. Politicians blame the other politician, the banks, and the voters being paralyzed. The markets blame the investors. Investors blame the governments and the central banks. And the central bankers blame the global financial crisis Mark I in 2008 and a general insecure world. Experts blame the psychology of greed and fear and white mice in cages and gay monkeys. And finally, people blame the whole lot and other people. The sun, the moon, the stars, gods, and 150 years of consuming toasted bread, perhaps.
Nobody wants to call it a depression, but it sure got me depressed. Economy, economy. Well, my wallet is shrinking. It's got me to thinking. If it gets any worse, I might just start drinking again. But I can't afford that either.
Each generation of Americans will develop a clear understanding of our American system of capitalism.
There's been a lot about money in the news this week. Italy's credit rating has been downgraded. Countries hope to be graded AAA, AA+, and AA, but Italy now has just one A, meaning the best they can hope for is a place studying catering at Bangor University. It's not just Italy that's in trouble. Greece's financial problems threaten their whole way of life, so holidaymakers can expect to see small thin weddings, deflated vine leaves, and the smashing of nothing larger than a side plate. Talking of disruption, a quick rioting update. One of the bosses of JD Sports said today, "As the riots showed, there is a strong demand for our products on the high street." He's certainly an optimist, a very smashed glass half full kind of guy.
Together. Let's go. Up. Again. Down. Yasu Levesque. Boss, I have so much to tell you. I never loved a man more than you.
A meeting of needs. The Greek Prime Minister requires the economic kiss of life only billions more in loans can supply.
We're going to do everything we can in Germany. Whatever Germany can do to help, Germany will do.
And in reply, George Papandreou says his country will fulfil its side of the bargain and continue the painful cuts to public spending.
I can guarantee that Greece will live up to all its commitments. I promise you we Greeks will soon fight our way back to growth and prosperity after this period of pain.
But in the streets of Athens, that pain is simply too much for too many. Even the police have taken to the streets. The tax hikes and the cutting must continue.
Is there any hope? Will we ultimately succeed?
My answer is yes, we can.
They're going through a financial crisis that is scaring the world.
Congress has also just approved an unpopular new property tax as the Prime Minister tries to convince European countries that Greece is serious about solving its debt crisis.
Why it should support another for its past mistakes? Or why some countries should take so much pain for a crisis that began with the banking system? But as I have said, this is an investment in past failures.
No, there is no easy way out.
It's all about the law of supply and demand.
Trading this for tat, calling this for tat. We all face traders, and that's a fact. Because everything's an infinite supply, that's the reason we all sell and buy. The best use of money or time defies the true value. It's more convenient than just simple cost. What else could you do while opportunities are lost?
Yeah, that's the key to understanding the principle number three. Take your present situation and assume it's the best. If the change is worth more than the cost, and that it has. Lesson number four is like the carrot and the stick. We break it down so you can see what makes the world tick. So why do we do the things that we do? It's a system of incentives that we just respond to.
Demand. Supply. Listen up and learn this and you'll know why. We work. We buy. The price is right when the competition's alive.
Everyone in society can benefit from trade. Number five is a reminder that we shouldn't let hope fade. Just use what you've got to produce your best. The money that you make will buy the rest. Lesson number six is a trick, the invisible hand. Buyers and sellers clear markets without the man. Buyers and sellers clear markets without the man. The market system almost always prevails, but recognize too the markets can fail. Because of monopolies and the troubles they create, Uncle Sam comes along and they gotta regulate. Lesson number seven, government is there. They oversee to guarantee that competition is fair. Rule number eight says the future of a national state relies on services, products people create. If we sell, excel, and keep doing well, then money keeps going around just like a carousel.
Demand. Supply. Listen up and learn this and you'll know why. We work. We buy. The price is right when the competition's alive.
Number nine, keep an eye on the money supply. Printing too much represents prices sky high. A dollar means nothing, just a nice name. What it represents doesn't stay the same.
Demand. Supply.
Number ten, there's a trade-off in the short run. Between unemployment and inflation, I really can't explain the whole situation. You want the full story? Step your education.
Started out wanting to do this on violence, and I realized I need to talk about fear first. So let's start with fear. Fear is the mind killer. I mean, fear is a response to threat and danger. That's pretty obvious. Everybody knows that, right? And it's an adaptive response, you know, just like all emotions are. And it has an adaptive action tendency that comes with that. You have a fear response to threat and danger. The adaptive action tendency of that is to run away or to withdraw and protect yourself from that threat or danger, right? To see something as a danger and to avoid getting hurt, right? Nothing wrong with that.
Lord Keynes, welcome, sir. It's a pleasure.
The pleasure's all mine.
Your agenda.
That won't be necessary. I am the agenda. Tell them I've arrived.
And then tell them I've arrived.
And your name is?
Hayek. F.A. Hayek.
Freddy.
Keynes.
Hey, listen, party at the Fed.
Already? 20 minutes.
Lobby.
John Maynard Keynes.
F.A. Hayek.
Yeah, we're opposed.
We oppose each other philosophically.
In the same studio.
We've been going back and forth for a century. I want to steer markets.
I want them set free.
There's a boom and bust cycle and good reason to fear it.
Play more interest rates.
No, it's the animal spirits. John Maynard Keynes wrote the book on modern macro. The man you need when the economy's off track. Depression, recession, now your question's in session. Have a seat and I'll school you in one simple lesson. Boom, 1929, the big crash. We didn't bounce back, economy's in the trash. Persistent unemployment, the result of sticky wages. Waiting for recovery,
seriously?
That's outrageous. I had a real plan, any fool can understand. The advice real simple, boost aggregate demand. CIG altogether gets to Y. Keep that total growing, watch the economy fly.
We've been going back and forth for a century.
I want to steer markets.
I want them set free.
There's a boom and bust cycle and good reason to fear it.
Play more interest rates.
It's the animal spirit. You see, it's all about spending. Hear the register cha-ching. Circular flow, the dough is everything. So if that flow is getting low, doesn't matter the reason. We need more government spending. Now it's stimulus season. So forget about saving. Get it straight out of your head. Like I said, in the long run, we're all dead. Savings is destruction. That's the paradox of thrift. Don't keep money in your pocket or that growth will never lift. Because business is driven by the animal spirits. The bull and the bear. And there's reasons to fear its effects on capital investment, income, and growth. That's why the state should fill the gap with stimulus, both the monetary and the fiscal. They're equally correct. Public works, digging ditches, war has the same effect. Even a broken window helps the glass man have some wealth, a multiplier driving higher the economy's health. And if the central bank's interest rate policy tanks, a liquidity trap, that new money stuck in the banks, deficits could be the cure you've been looking for. Let the spending soar, now that you know the score. My general theory's made quite an impression.
Revolution!
I transformed the econ profession. You know me, modesty, still I'm taking a bow. So say it loud and say it proud, we're all Keynesians now.
We've been going back and forth for a century. I want to steer markets.
I want them set free.
There's a boom and bust cycle and good reason to fear it.
I made my case, Freddie H. Listen up, can you hear it?
I'll begin in broad strokes, just like my friend Keynes. His theory conceals the mechanics of change. That simple equation, too much aggregation, ignores human action and motivation. Yet it continues as a justification for bailouts, payoffs, by polls with machinations. You provide them with cover to sell us a free lunch. Then all that we're left with is debt and a bunch. If you're living high on that cheap credit hog, don't look for a cure from the hair of the dog. Real savings come first if you want to invest. The market coordinates time with interest. Your focus on spending is pushing on thread. In the long run, my friend, it's your theory that's dead. So sorry there, buddy, if that sounds like invective.
With all due respect, Congressman, the Wall Street Journal estimated that your businesses, which I believe are Subway sandwich shops and UPS
yes.
stores, very successful,
yes.
brought you last year over $6 million.
Yeah, that's before you pay 500 employees, you pay rent, you pay equipment and food. The actual net income of that was only a mere fraction of that amount.
So you're saying that if you have to pay more in taxes, you would get rid of some of those employees? These are not as successful
businesses
as one
would
indicate.
I would say that since my net income, and again, that's the individual rate that I told you about, the amount that I have to reinvest in my business and feed my family is more like 600,000 of that 6.3 million. And so by the time I feed my family, I have, you know, maybe 400,000 left over to invest in new locations, upgrade my locations, buy more equipment.
You do understand, Congressman, that the average person out there who's making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, when they hear that you only have $400,000 left over, it's not exactly a sympathetic position. You understand that?
Well, again, class warfare has never created a job.
All right, more cocaine.
And the projection of fear sees other people as dangerous, and that often leads to violence. Because you want to subdue them before they get you, because they're dangerous, right? Downward social mobility, unemployment, homelessness are among the most potent sources of shame and are the keys to the politics of violence.
For me, their policies are wrong. They could lead to the destruction of the country.
The women of money may do a love song. Gaza said,
money may love you, need you in my life. Get the youth one money for love with, for love with. So why you never stay around too long? Why you never stay around too long?
Today you day out, tomorrow you're gone. Today you day out, tomorrow you're gone.
Why you never stay around too long? Money, why you never stay around too long?
Today you day out, tomorrow you're gone.
Up to the communication skills of the political players to explain to the public why these things are necessary.
Mom keeps telling me about the economy. What is the economy?
Now pay attention, kid, let me lay it down. I said this is the stuff that makes the world go round. When supply go up, demand go down. So you're not shopping in the lost and found. people buy stuff they want. Well, who knew? And if we want to buy it cheap, who do we go to? China. Even though our stuff is finer, because their whole workforce is made up of miners. Workers are skilled and our GDP's filled. Everything's on the rise and consumers are thrilled. So let me reiterate, state the fate of the great states. Don't show up late to pick up your grapes so you can have a Java or possibly a guava. Recession will burn you like Siri out of lava.
This is the economic breakdown song. This is the economic breakdown song. Sing along, sing along, sing along to the economic breakdown song.
Hey there, chief, you better take some notes. We're moving to stocks, full of cutthroats. Here's a 4-in-1 on stock market theory. Bonds, mutual funds, they'll make you weary. Been working hard, look, you got some dough. But where to put it? You don't know. So you get a stockbroker, he's a nice enough guy. He might help you out, or tell you a lie. Times are good, your stock's rising high. Up the next morning, what? GM's gonna die? So you start to cry, you start to shout. Never fear, Obama's here with a massive bailout. You pick up some tips, it's as basic as mating. But the feds are at your door, yelling inside of trading. Things were going good, but now you blew it. Don't drop the soapy behind bars like Martha Stewart.
To these next few lines. Have you ever heard of unions? Cause they're on the rise. They just take all your money and waste all your time. Take out your piggy bank and give me your dimes. Tired of the wages, discrimination, corporate crimes. Rise, strike, picket now, pick up them signs. Everyone shouting, making a barrier line. Block out the scabs, join us to die. But don't be so radical, there's a better way. Use boycott for a certain amount of days. You can get capped, you might get killed, but who gives a care, your position's been filled. Just sunny when you finally get a job. Make sure your CEO is not a hog. Oinking and snorting, can this be true? It appears to me he has the swine flu.
This is the economic breakdown song. This is the economic breakdown song. Sing along, sing along, sing along to the economic breakdown song.
Okay, Slick, well I'm gonna be truthful. You don't like what you hear? Well, the feeling is mutual. Corporate monopolies want your stuff. Times are getting bad, things are getting rough. The ones want your subsidies. The slow, the taking over your cities. Now I'm about here and you're so glad. You're spending less booty and that is rad. But wait one second, now your business is gone. Corporate pirates are singing their song to the bebop tune of I Got It Made. Now you're out of money, how you gonna get paid? You take a step back, how did it get so bad? What happened to all that dough you used to have? Your woman finds out, she says see ya later.
I'm not gonna stay with a broke alligator.
This is the economic breakdown song. This is the economic breakdown song. Sing along, sing along, sing along to the economic breakdown song. This is the economic breakdown song. This is the economic breakdown song. Sing along, sing along, sing along to the economic breakdown song.
Economic weakness and economic crisis. The gravity of the global financial storm.
We will do what it takes.
Shop until I drop.
tippy-telly and your waist will soon bloom. You started talking to them all, you hope it's over soon. But you can't survive recession, unemployment's bound to drop. You'll overcome depression, it's just got you on the
world's best finance minister.
I view this award as being an award for the millions of Australians who've worked hard.
Some people get paid for robbing us blind, spending our money, have a hell of a time, getting bailed out by Congress so they never fail, making us wonder why they're all not in jail. You worked 60 years, and what do you get? A 401k that's drowning in debt. St. Pelosi, don't you worry as you flaunt your greed. The Fed will print you all the money you need. We're all in mourning, our economy's dead. Only Congress and their friends are getting ahead. We paid Social Security to keep us on track. They say nothing is left, so we won't get it back. You worked 60 years, and what do you get? A 401k that's drowning in debt. St. Pelosi, don't you worry as you flaunt your greed. The Fed will print you all the money you need.
The Greek debt crisis has everyone on edge. That's got investors worried about the country defaulting.
A bailout loan.
It's another case of the jitters for investors.
All is in the Greek court. Implementation is of the essence. Thank you.
Financial crisis.
Debt-laden economic weakness and economic crisis. The gravity of the global financial storm.
We will do what it takes.
This G20 meeting etched on the faces of many of the finance ministers.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moon.
Global responses.
We are raising our voices to say that leaders in Europe do need to resolve the sovereign debt questions.
Here's a glimpse at the closing numbers. Don't look too long because it'll hurt.
Global economic disaster. The situation is precarious.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't you blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight.
Recently announced taxes have not impressed the International Monetary Fund. They want Greece to focus on spending cuts.
Rescue funds. Otherwise, it's going to run out of money within weeks.
This is the moment to make historical decisions. If they don't stick to their programs, then there will be no basis for further payments.
More cuts are on the way.
Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't on the good times. Blame it on the boogie.
More cuts are on the way.
Even the police, battling protesters for months, have seen their salaries cut by between 200 and 600 euros a month.
Due to the cuts, nearly 50% of all Greek police vehicles and bikes can't be used.
Stagnation in the advanced economies.
Turmoil on the global markets.
No, there is no easy way out. It's up to the communication skills of the political players to explain to the public why these things are necessary.
Don't bear on the moonlight. Don't bear on the good.
Do I think it's tasteful? No. Do I think it should be censored? No.